Yeah.
You know where everything is
now? Yeah. You know, first day was a, you know, a little bit getting used to everything, come in, figure out where everything's at, but, you know, it's pretty easy, pretty simple. So, you know, pretty adjusted to everything now.
What's impressed you so far about your new surroundings, your new teammates?
I've just seen the work ethic so far, you know, getting in and seeing, you know, how everybody approaches things, especially with the older guys, you know, with them. You know, the attendance is pretty high. You know, everybody's here and working hard, and, you know, you see them pushing each other, working together as a group, and it's pretty impressive.
Colin, I'm sure you're familiar with the run defense and the trouble that they had last year. What do you feel you can bring to the run defense in terms of, you know, getting it back on track?
A lot of versatility. You know, one of my goals every year is just coming in and, you know, improving my run game. You know, I face criticism my whole career, and, you know, if I can play the run, can I hold up? And, you know, I always just feel like I got a chip on my shoulder, something to prove. And, you know, I've been on some pretty good run defenses in my time in the league. You know, I think I've even been on number one ranked run defense back in the day. And, you know, just something to prove, you know, being able to play whether it's inside, outside, you know, hold up, help out wherever. You know, it's a system that I'm familiar with coaching on, and, you know, some of the things we used to do back in Green Bay. So, you know, I'm just excited to get out there and be able to contribute.
So you had a couple teams that were interested. What made you want to end up here?
Well, the biggest factor, when I came in, you know, I really felt, you know, wanted here, kind of. It's hard to explain, but, you know, how they looked at playing me, how I fit into the system. It's a system I'm used to. And then looking at the team, you know, it's a team that, you know, wins. They expect success. Not a team that's rebuilding. You know, it's a team where, you know, I'm coming in and just trying to help them, you know, continue the success that they've been having in the past. And, you know, a lot of things. And, you know, obviously, too, being a bit closer and closer to where we're living now, you know, didn't hurt. But, you know, I just like the team in general. Facing this team, you know, it seems like every year for about the past 5 years, you know, you get to learn them a lot and a lot about what they're about, and I really liked it.
One of the guys who sort of vouched for you when you came in, I guess, was Chris Snee. You guys have had battles before. What's it like being in the same locker room with him now?
It's pretty cool because I know we'll have to see him on Sunday now. But, you know, me and Chris Snee have had a lot of battles on Sundays, and he's a heck of a player, you know, and I got all the respect in the world for him. And, you know, I guess, it, you know, it makes you feel good, you know, someone, you know, his caliber, you know, when they can speak highly of you. But, you know, at the same time, you know, ever since I've come in the league, my goal is just to improve every year, you know, try to get better. Look at the areas of my game that, you know, I don't feel I was played as well in the previous year, and, you know, just keep improving and keep, you know, proving to myself, you know, just to everybody else what I'm about.